Good morning, everybody.
Blessings and glory.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry for the delay this morning in the hosting of the show. You are with Benita Pinkney this morning. God is good, great, and fantastic. How's everybody doing today? I pray that everybody's doing good. Well, I'm going to open up the show and just testify about the good things the Lord has been doing for me lately. Well, praise God. I don't know how many of you out there know, but I have a son that has been in jail on and off for the past 10 years. And I've been praying for my son and praying for my baby, and God is good. I've been praying for all three of my sons. But Lord have mercy, God is so good. My son has a release date of 9/28/14. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! God is so good. He is merciful. I've been praying and praying and praying. God is good, people. Let me tell you. God is good. Psalm 23. Yea, though we walk through the shadow of the valley of death, we're going to walk through that, people, and we're going to get through to the other side. He said, as we walk through, not as we get there and sit, not as we get there and cry, not as we get there and pout, not as we get there and get mad, not as we get there and get discouraged, not as we get there and stay, not as we get there, as we go through. That means keep on going, because the sun going to shine in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I was giving some of my testimony last week, and praise the Lord, I got disconnected. God is so good. So I'm going to continue on giving some more of my testimony. I was born in New York City in Queens, Jamaica, Queens. My parents were good. They did the best they could do. I was an unruly child. My mother couldn't handle that type of child. I love Trisha Dealey, though, because even though me and my mother have had not the best mother and daughter relationship, I thank God and I praise God today that we have worked past all of our issues. And me and my mother have a wonderful relationship to time. She calls me. I call her. If I don't call her, she'd be on the phone calling. You know, and God is good. And we just put our trust in God, knowing that eventually he's going to work some of these things in our life out if that's what we want. And I've always wanted to have a beautiful relationship with my mom, and that's what we are today. Love you, Trisha. Anyway, back to my testimony. I was a very smart child, but I think I was just bored easily in school because I finished my work first all the time, always on the honor roll, all through high school, all through elementary, junior high, always made the honor roll. I would finish my work first. Let me jump back a little bit. My mother, before I went to school, taught me how to read, write, know my name. I knew my alphabet, so I was a little bit ahead of the class when I got to school. I knew my colors, and I knew, you know, a lot because my mother made sure that I knew it. And she taught me these things. So I was a little bit ahead of the class, so I was finished. My teacher give up some work. I'm done 4 minutes into the classroom. Now, I got to sit another 50 minutes waiting for everybody else, so I turn around and toast and disrupt the class. I did. I ain't even going to lie about it. I can't lie about it, cause, so my classmates might be on the phone. Praise God. But being unruly and just being just bad as I was growing up, that allowed, even during circumstances in my life, it allowed portals for different demonic activities to take force or take hold or surround me during my life, and I didn't understand then like I understand now. Like, my dad and my mom broke up when I was 3 years old. My dad was a heroin addict. My mom didn't know, but when she found out, my mother told my father, if you don't get yourself together, you're going to never see your daughter no more, Renee, which is me, Renita. So my dad checked himself in the Kings County Hospital, and until the day he died, he was clean for 25 years. You know, and, you know, that with him leaving and me and him having such, always had such a close relationship, or from my birth, we've always had a good relationship. And him leaving me at 3 years old opened the door for abandonment and rejection to come in. And me being a young 3-year-old, I didn't know. So I began to act on. I think that's when I began to really act up when my parents split. Because I didn't know why I couldn't see my dad no more. I didn't know why my dad wasn't in the house. And that allowed demonic activity to enter into me. You know what I mean? And it brought other things, other spirits with it. You know what I mean? It brought anger because I was angry for a very long time in my life. I didn't know why. You know what I mean? I was mean, you know. I fought all the time. You look at me once, I'm jumping dead on you. You know what I mean? And I just went through a lot in life, and I didn't understand why until I got older and I got into the Lord. Now, let me tell y'all, I didn't always believe in God, and no, I'm not saying that I'm an atheist because I'm not an atheist. It's just that I didn't believe that there was a God because I wasn't raised with a spiritual foundation. My mother told me when I got in trouble, you know, read Psalm 23 and different things like that. But I wasn't taught about God. I was just told to do these things. And I didn't have a belief, so I didn't know. And in my early 30s is when I got delivered, you know, and set free. And he who is set free is free indeed. You know, and I went through a lot of heartache. I went through a lot of misery. I cried a lot of tears. I went through a lot of pain, always questioning, why am I here? What is this for? Why should a woman have such a hard life? Some of it was God ordering my footsteps because I had to go through some things. Some of it because I was ignorant in some things of life. You know, I'm young. I want to be grown early, so I want to get out there and act grown. And no, I don't mean have relations and all of that, but this mindset, I think I'm grown, so I want to do what I want to do because my mother don't know nothing because she old. Lies I told. You know, but God is good because through all of that, he kept me in my right mind. He kept me sane. He kept me together. God kept me when I didn't even know I was being kept. And that's a testimony all in itself. I'm going to do that one another day. You know, when I didn't know I was being kept, God kept me. You know, you go through life and the struggles are hard, and I would question them. And when I got delivered and really got into my word and began to study his word and began to understand and began to be instilled with the Holy Spirit, and began to understand that there is a God, you know, that all my misconceptions was wrong. You know what I mean? I was conceived in sin, raised in iniquity. That thinking that I had was wrong, and I had to renew my mind, Romans 12:2, renew my mind and get the right thinking and get the mind of Christ and get the heart of Christ. And when I began to do those things, I began to question God. Well, God, why did I have to go through this? And, Lord, why did I have to go through that? And, God, why did I have to endure this hardship? And even today in my life, God, why am I still going through these things? And the Lord keeps telling me, Renita, some people got to die. And it don't mean physical death, but it means a fleshly death. I had to go through some things and learn how to control my flesh as I'm going through these things in order to be able to minister or talk to other people who also may be going through. You can't reach nobody if you ain't been through anything. You can't talk to nobody and understand and have empathy with people if you yourself have not walked that path. So I have walked the path, a lot of paths. I guess sometimes in life I try to take a shortcut. That did not work out good for me at all because I was put right back on that path. And I kept going through some things until I learned some lessons that I needed to learn for God. You know, God is good. God is good. I thank him for my trials. I thank him for my iniquities. I thank him for the things that I've been through in life because those things that I went through, Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, through I'm still here, and I can testify, and I can help my sister and brother come out. I can help the young children come out. God is good. God is good. He will not put no more on you than you can bear. And it took me a long time to understand that, because at one time in my life, it was coming left, right, up, down, round, the back, up the front, down the middle. Good God, Lord, have mercy. What in the world? All tarnation has broke loose. But God is good, because I went through it. And in my going through, I learned. I understood. You know, I praised more. I prayed more. I gave more to God. I read more. You know what I mean? And I'm not doing that for me. I did that for God. Because how can I be used of God if there's nothing for me to be used for? How can God use you if you ain't been through nothing? And what are he going to use you for? Praise and worship. I won't take that from him. But you have to be used for things for the Lord to use you. You have to be available to be used, and then go out there and bring souls in to the kingdom. And that's everybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Everybody has been through something that they can go out and witness to another person to help break something that person is going through, or help that person through their little journey wherever they are, to help bring them closer to God. That's our honorable service. That's the least we can do for the kingdom. The least we can do for the kingdom is go out there and tell somebody, God is good. He brought me through it. God is good. If it had not been for the mercy of the Lord, where would I be today? God is good. He will help you if you want to be helped. He will keep you if you want to be kept. I want to be kept. Sister Renita K. Pinkney, she wants to be kept today by the goodness of the Lord. Even not too long ago in my life recently, I went through some traumatic hardship. My heart was broken to pieces. About 4 months ago. Today, God is so good. God is so good. I'm all right today. I didn't think I'd make it. I did not think I'd make it. But let me tell you something. Leaning on his everlasting arms, I have made it through. God is good. His mercy endures forever. He's good, people. God is good, people. He's good. He's good. He's good. He is good. Ask me, and I'm going to tell you. Ask me, and I will tell you. God is good. He has brought me through. He has brought me through, and he has brought me a mighty, 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 woo, hallelujah. Feel that one in my soul. Mighty long way. Yes, he has. And we're not done yet. We are not done yet. So I still have some ways to go. I'm not who I was yesterday, and I thank God for that today. I thank God for that today. God will keep you in his perfect peace if that's where you want to be kept. I like to dwell, Psalms 91, up under his wings, and just dwell and hide and rest. Because sometimes, people, doing the work of the Lord, you need some rest. You just can't run. You 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 can't run. Sometimes you have to rest. So I choose to rest under his wing. God is good. God is good. God is good. Whoa, Lord, God is good to me. But let me get back to another part of my testimony. I have three sons. And in my 20s, I used to work at a bar at night, overnight, and I asked their father, you know, could he keep my children? Could you keep, you know, go watch the kids? We weren't together anymore while I work at night. Because, you know, I lived in the city. I lived in Queens. And you can't get daycare or, you know, no babysitters to come and spend the night at your house with your children. I don't know what the circumstances that transpired around that. But I came home from work one night, and all three of my kids was gone. Hallelujah. The police came back. I called the police. I didn't know what had happened. No notes, no nothing. And they came to the house, and they told me that my children had been taken by social services. What? Why? Because you left them here alone. I didn't leave them there alone. Their father had a key, and he was supposed to be in the house. Like I said, I don't know what the circumstances were that transpired, but my children were gone. My children were put in foster care, and I could not see my children for a year. My mother were in North Carolina. I was in Queens, New York. Every month, my mother and my sister, who was pregnant with my oldest nephew, would go to New York and see my children for me every single month. I asked God, because I had to go through a court case. I had to battle him. He only wanted one child out of the three children we had. I didn't like that. You don't take one. You take everybody. Because of the laws then, I was able to choose, and my children were able to choose where they wanted to be. After 8 months of my mother and my sister going up there, they gave all three of my children, no, two of my children to my mom, and one child, me and the kid's father, he was being flown back and forth to New York because I had moved to North Carolina back then, to North Carolina, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I said, God, if you see fit that he would be a better parent to my son than I would, Lord, give him to him. And that's when it was split. He was flying back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God. He had custody of one of the kids. But I could see the child every month, so back and forth this child flew. Well, lo and behold, now remember, still had no belief, didn't know who God was. I just happened to say that. God, you know, because I thought God was some kind of mystic being out there, like a genie, he's going to drop some magic. Yes, I did. In my ignorance, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. So the day before, he was supposed to get total custody of this child. He had spanked the child and left some bruises on his body because the child was acting out in school. The day before, he was supposed to go. The next day, they had court. They had a doctor's appointment, and then they had court, and he was about to get total custody of that child. The day before he was supposed to get total custody of that child, he was charged with child abuse by the state of New York and by the state of North Carolina. Tell me, God didn't work it out. From that point forward, because it was wrong for my kids to be taken in the first place, from that point forward, he could not see the kids anymore. And I'm not glamorizing this or anything, but don't do ugly and think God gonna let you get away with it. Because from that point forward, he couldn't see the kids, so they were grown anymore. So I didn't have to worry about him trying to take my kids from me no more. You know what I mean? And I'm not glamorizing anything. You know what I mean? But don't be ugly to people. You know, if you have a heart, and even you know, if you have a heart and a mind for Christ, you know, because he was raised in a church. Be fair. Be right. Regardless to what somebody is going through, try to lend a helping hand. And then if you can't help them, don't hinder them or harm them. Back up and let somebody else who can perhaps help them out. And that right there, when I got my son back and then I went to court a couple of months later, and I got ended up with total custody of all the children, praise God. You know, and I still in there, and I'm telling this testimony to let y'all know, I still didn't believe there was a God going through all of that. I wasn't going to church. I wasn't praying. I wasn't giving God no time. But in all my ignorance, and I'm talking about myself because I can do that today, God still had me. And that's what I mean. God still keep us, even in our own ignorance, even in our own stupidity, even in our own dumbfoundedness, even in our own foolishness. I was still being kept because he brought all my children home. Hallelujah. 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 Like now, my oldest son, he's going to bring all my children back home again. God is good. God is good. God is not a man that he should lie. God told me years ago. He told me years ago, Renita, you keep praying and you keep serving me, and all three of your sons are going to call me father just like you do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. He is good, people. He is good. I would open up the lines and let y'all in and talk, but it's a lot going on. Evangelist Bernard, whose umbrella we're under, they are at a breakfast for her crusade in New Orleans, which I heard is going off. Lord have mercy, I hope they take it. Lord, I hope somebody got some film, some recording or something. Miracle Burleson is there. Apostle Anthony Hill is there. Lord have mercy. The mighty grace of God is in the house. They are in the house. They got people coming before church service. They got people all during church service. They got people after church service. There is so many people in there wanting God, wanting a touch, wanting to just grab on his hem, needing something from God. The ministers can't even get back to their hotel room at night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning they're having a breakfast. Praise God, where they're serving people. Thank you, Lord. They're being servants. Not only are they serving as witnessing to God, not only are they serving and ministering word of God to you, serving now physically, everybody breakfast. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? The crusade is in New Orleans, people. Anybody on the line in New Orleans, get down there to the crusade. Look on Evangelist Adrian Bernard's page. Look on Apostle Anthony Hill's page. You can look on my page. I got it on my page. Glory be to God. And they are doing some mighty things. Some mighty things in God. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And speaking of mighty things in God, today, my pastor, Jackie London, will be in Greenville, North Carolina. Lord have mercy. Let me see if I can pull this post up so I can give y'all the correct and accurate information as to where she's going to be today. Praise God. Praise God. She's going to be in Greenville, North Carolina. They're having a conference there this afternoon. Lord have mercy. And God is good. Did she email? Well, let me see if she. Excuse me, y'all. I'm trying to look for the flyer so I can give y'all the proper information on where she's going to be at this morning. God, but she's going to be in Greenville, North Carolina, and she's going to be speaking today. That woman of God is on fire. That woman of God is on fire. No, I do not have it in my text messages. I am so sorry, people. I am so sorry, but it is in Greenville, North Carolina. You can go on my apostle Jackie London's page, and you can get all the information. It is there. She has posted it several times on the Internet. It is there, people. It is there. God is good. God is good. I want to talk about drug use and drug addiction. I was a drug addict. Yes, I was. I was an alcoholic. Yes, I was. But God delivered me. He's good. He is good. And in my addiction, my godmother, Apostle Lee Martin, would take me to church. I would sit in the back of the church and talk about people. Yes, I'm talking about myself. If you can relate, just say ouch. We'll sit in the back of the church and be like, look, here they come. All they want is y'all money. Y'all, I ain't got no money for them. And I was being very sarcastic and nasty in the house of God. Why? I didn't understand. I didn't know. I was ignorant. And I would sit back there and talk. And I would sit back there and laugh. And people would get up and testify. And they would say, thank God for keeping me in my right mind. I'm still talking about me, would go and say, well, how are you not in your right mind? Ain't you standing here ignorant? I was ignorant, very, 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 very ignorant of the things of God. But after, hallelujah, I got saved, I got delivered, and I began my personal relationship with God. I understood what it meant to be in your right mind. To be in your right mind means that your mind is not altered by anything but the goodness of the Lord. Your mind has not been altered by no drugs. Huh. Hallelujah. Your mind has not been altered by no alcohol. What? Hallelujah. Your mind has not been altered by people. Hallelujah. Your mind is now a mind of Christ. Yes, today, Lord, I can say with raised and open hands, I is in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just got to pray on the inside of me, y'all, that I'm going to have to let go. Glory be to God, because I am grateful today, and I am happy today, and I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for what he has done in my life. Oh, glory. Excuse me, because I got to praise my Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He has done so many things, and as I share my testimony and all these things are coming to my mind, Lord, I just have to praise you and thank you, because I know it. My mama know it. Oh, my siblings and my family know it. I should have been shut up in a grave by now, but God, hallelujah, God said no. Oh, my family knows I was running them streets of New York. I should have been locked up in jail for the rest of my life, the things I got into. But God said no, not you. Not you. Not you. Oh, Lord, and I got to praise him because I look back over my life. Oh, hallelujah. If it had not been for the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, I would not be here today. I am a living testimony. I am a walking, living, breathing testimony, and I shall exalt the Lord in all my days. I shall exalt the Lord in all that I do. I shall exalt the Lord. I don't have enough tongues to tell him thank you, God. I don't have enough tongues to tell him how good he's been to me. I will never be able to repay him. Never be able to repay him for keeping me when I couldn't even keep myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Glory be to your holy name, God. You are good. Oh, Lord, you are good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And oh, my foolishness, you kept me. And I got to say thank you. In my addiction, you kept me. And I got to say thank you. In my alcoholism, you kept me. And I got to say thank you. When I sat up in the crack houses and you kept me, I got to say thank you. You kept my sons, Lord. You kept my children, Lord. You kept my mama. She's still here, Lord, and I thank you. I got a whole bunch of family here, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you for my grandson, Lord. Have mercy. Amir, mom, grandma, love you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God. You are so good to me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for keeping me in my right mind, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Yea, though I walk, that scripture became life to me. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil. None. Because who kept me? God kept me. Who going to keep me until my last breath? God is going to keep me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your holy name. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you have been so good to me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Give me your name all the honor. Oh, hallelujah, and the glory and the praise. I thank you, God. God, you are so good to me. You are so good to me. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Ooh, Jesus, as I go back through my life, I just have to stop and just drop down to my knees and give him praise, because this sister right here should have been dead. My mother was running around with an open coffin waiting for me to fall back in it. Hallelujah. My mother was preparing herself for the death of her daughter. Thank God, good. My mother, because you see the things your child is in, you like, God. My mother was preparing herself with, Lord, if my child go to jail for the rest of life, Lord. My mother was preparing herself. But God said not her. Said not her. God reached down in the miry clay. He said, I want that one right there. That one with the red tips. That red hair right there. And he pulled me up. And he cleaned me up. And he lined my feet up. And he made my hands brand new. And he cleaned up my mind, y'all. And he said, now you go ahead and march. Because you a soldier in my army now. Now you go ahead and tell them all the things that I have brought you through. God is good. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. 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 Today I stand 47 years old. I can hardly contain it. All the things that he's done for me. I just have to praise him when I get up in the morning. I got to praise him while I'm at work. As I'm walking in work, I'm a hallelujah. I thank you, God, for my job. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I got to praise him while I'm at work. Lord have mercy. I got to run into the bathroom sometime and just skip and jump and bounce. Hallelujah. I can't contain it because God has been so good. He's been good to me. He has been good to me. He has been good to me. And I give his name all the honor. I give his name all the glory. And I give his name all the praise. Hallelujah. 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 He's now surrounding me with women of God who have set me on their shoulders and mounted me up. I'm mounted up on some eagles. God is good. Some anointed prophetic women who don't speak nothing but life into me, who don't want nothing but good from me, who don't see nothing but good for me, who if I get out of line, they're going to check me right there before I can take one step over. Like, ah, stop, stop, stop it, stop. They're going to peel me like onion. I need that because sometimes flesh can rise up. Sometimes that stinking thinking want to jump back in. But I thank God, Key London, for my prayer partner and prayer pastor, Miracle Burleson, and Evangelist Bernard, who's given me this opportunity, who saw something in me when I didn't even see nothing in myself, to say, Renita, I need you to help out. Praise God. Praise God. This show that she has me on, this is her vision. And she allowed, and the Lord allowed her to let me be a little small fraction of it, just to give his name honor, glory, and praise. And if I don't do nothing but come on and just praise his name the whole service, and that's all I'm going to do. God is good. His mercy endureth. Lord, have mercy, people on the radio. I'm about to go in a few minutes, but God is good. If anything I have said, anything I have said have touched your life, anything you heard, open your Bible and read. Give your life and your time. If you don't do nothing else, if you never listen to this radio broadcast again, if you never hear my voice again, hallelujah. If you never believe anything else I say, believe this. Give God your time. You will never regret it.
You will never regret it. The things and the miracles that he's doing in my life are beyond anything, anything that I ever thought of. As growing up, I never wanted to be on TV. Never wanted to be on the radio. Matter of fact, when I was told about the job and I got it, I went and asked my baby son. I said, because, you know, I'm getting a little old now. I'm a seasoned, y'all hear that, seasoned citizen. I'm seasoned. Praise the Lord. You know, I forget some things. I asked my son, I said, why, I was raising y'all, did I ever talk? He said, no, Mommy. So whatever direction the Lord is taking me in, guess what? Lord, you lead me, and I will follow because I'm going with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going with you, God. I'm going with you, God, because, God, you are so good to me. You are good to me. I'm going with you. So I thank God for this opportunity. I thank my pastor for allowing me to take this opportunity because I do not go out of order. I had to ask my pastor before I do anything. Thank you. Then I asked my prayer partner, Pastor. Thank you. And then I accepted it. God is good. But if you don't believe anything I ever tell you again, if you never ever listen to this broadcast again, if you never hear my voice again, believe this. God is good. God is just. God is a man that cannot lie. His word shall not come back void. Take some time out of your busy day because I know everybody busy. I know y'all got a lot of stuff to do. It's Saturday. Y'all going to shopping. Some of y'all going to be house cleaning. Y'all probably going to barbecues, going to parks, picnics, parties, weddings, wherever you going. Take some time out, if it's only 30 minutes, and read the Bible and read the scripture. I'm personally am reading the book of Acts. I'm reading about the Pentecost. And when Jesus left and died and came back and they had him and he blew and they were filled with the whole, I'm reading the book of Acts. But wherever you think you may need to read, wherever you think or wherever you at in life right now, pick up your Bible. Because for whatever situation you are going through, trust and believe God got a word for you today. God got a word for you today. If you got some friends and y'all are all going through the same thing, make a prayer circle. Each one pray with and for each other daily. See, if you ain't doing nothing else, tell somebody God is good. Witness to somebody. You know, it's about the building up of the kingdom. It's about the building of the kingdom. I thank you for everything you've done. I thank you, God, for everything you're doing. I am signing off now. This is Renita K. Pinkney. And next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. is my original time slot. Praise the Lord. Be on with my cousin, Lenora Curry. She's going to testify about how God brought her through. Son got shot. And I watched her on Facebook, as every day she went through trials and tribulations with her son, whom eventually died. Every day she posted on Facebook how good God was to her, and God is still good. I want to leave this with you today. In your toughest struggle, in your toughest hour, in your toughest time, in your darkest moment, let me ask you this question. Can you still praise God? Is God still good to you when everything is going wrong for you? Is he still good? Is God still good to you if you're burying your mama today? Is he still good? Can you look up and tell him, God, you're still good? Is he good if you're burying your daddy today? Is he good? Is God still good if you're burying your children? Is God still good? Hallelujah. Until next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, this is Renita Pinkney. Have a God-blessed day. And go to somebody and tell them that God loves them. Thank you, and have a blessed day.